It's muffed a year every fantasy manager wanted. Muffed! Kyle Pitts finished 2025 as the number two tight end in total fantasy points and the number five tight end in per game scoring. And the gap between those ranks tells you almost everything about his year. This was the season Pitts finally cashed in as a full-time every week presence in an Atlanta offense that needed him to be exactly that. He played all 17 games as the verified number one receiver on the Falcons and led the team outright in catches and yards. It wasn't a vintage explosive breakout, it was something more useful for fantasy. A workhorse pass game role on a team whose passing attack ranks just 21st in the league by total expected points added. When the Falcons threw, they threw at Pitts.
Now let's dig into the numbers. Pitts racked up 88 catches for 928 yards and 5 touchdowns on 118 targets, 210.8 fantasy points, 12.4 per game. The usage was elite, a 23% target share and 22% of the team's air yards, meaning he was the centerpiece by both volume and downfield intent. But the per game number masked a genuinely boom or bust profile. Pitts cleared 15 fantasy points in just 6 of 17 games and dipped under 8 and 7, including a brutal week 9 through week 12 stretch of 7.8, 5.8, 3.4, and 4.5. The ceiling was real, a 45.6 point eruption against Tampa Bay in week 15, 18 against Washington, 18.7 against Arizona. The floor was the problem. Just 5 touchdowns on 118 targets is light for a target hog, and it's the single biggest reason the per game rank slips to 5th despite finishing 2nd in total scoring. The defining beat came in that week 15 win at Tampa Bay, 11 catches, 166 yards, 3 touchdowns, 45.6 fantasy points in a single afternoon. One score was a 17-yard deep right strike from Kirk Cousins in the 2nd quarter, the vertical seam shot the Falcons had been hinting at all year and finally connected on. That one game accounts for more than a 5th of his entire season total, which is the boom or bust profile in a single data point. When Pitts hit, he hit harder than almost any tight end in football. The challenge was that the other 16 weeks didn't look like that one.
Muffed! Kyle Pitts finished 2025 as the number 2 tight end in total points and the number 5 in per game scoring, a true volume play whose ceiling games carried a shaky weekly floor. The weakness, the data flagged just 5 touchdowns on 118 targets, thin production for a player commanding 23% of his team's targets. That's Kyle Pitts' 2025. One quick note, if you want the same treatment for every player on your fantasy roster every week, head to muffed.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. That's the wrap.